don't have to go out. And then you get people like Chelsea Handler. Her was this, he's that. You say a hell of a lot about him. You can say a lot. You tell him to get help. World War III. That he's destroying the world, you know? So this guy is under. To go off the air, it was announced, but we had already seen where he was able to win. Keep going and stuff. Gross. He's gross. They're all, you know, look at Dustin Hoffman, right? I like Dustin Hoffman in one movie. And this guy's up with it. Why do they think all along? I said, number one, type of thing, or imprison them and rape them, I can't tell you. As for the women that came forward and said, hey, you know, they had sex on the casting couch, and it turns out that she fabricated evidence, and then her boyfriend says she lies. The teachers that she had said she lies. Her family says she lies. You want to conquer, you divide. You divide and conquer. It's an old saying, right? Divide and conquer. How about this? The top 1% of the world now owns more than 1/3 of the wealth of the world. They've got the food. They give a crap about you. Go ahead and yell and scream. They didn't yell and scream under Obama. He did the same stuff, if not worse. Trump's just the joker in the deck. And that's the one that they didn't count on. Or maybe they did count on him. Maybe they wanted this to happen. Maybe the DNC wanted this to happen. Do you think the DNC really wanted Hillary in there? Or do you think the DNC wanted somebody in there who was going to be able to make them money? Because they have taken in more money that Trump is in there than any other hand. I want you to listen and think about it. Go after people, thousands of drones, you know, will charge that are making you feel like that. They're happy because that's the way they want you to feel. That's what they've spent a ton of money to achieve that goal in of itself. So you need to shut down those sources and start focusing on the community, right? And that's like religion. Do you need a religion to talk to God? No. Do you need a religion to have a sense of community? No. Do you need a religion to help people? No. If anything, they get in the way of people living their lives. You know, if anything, they get in the way. So think about that also. You know, we're getting into the Christmas season. People, I don't know, I hear it all, man. People are depressed and upset and whatever. And, you know, it's all about money. And then money, if money's tight, especially. And then you've got a lot of kids, especially. And then you have these ads that run, and they make those kids want those things, man. They know how to craft an ad. They hire psychiatrists. It is propaganda. The whole ad thing started because of propaganda. The guy who ran it did propaganda in the war against the Nazis, and he came into civilian life and started a PR firm. They couldn't call it propaganda, so he called it public relations, you know? And was out there pushing booze, pushing cigarettes, pushing guns, pushing all that stuff on people. Whatever. Whatever these companies needed to sell, they don't care. They don't even care what they put, what ingredients they put in your food. They don't even care. They don't care about you. They care about your money. And then if you want to change things, that's a damn good way to change things, you know? But as companies buy each other up and they get bigger and bigger and they keep buying each other up, there's less to go to for that competitiveness, you know? Even Trump said that all these mergers going on should be stopped because it's getting in the way of competition. And it's healthy to have competition because it creates jobs and it keeps costs lower than having one or two companies in charge of everything. You know, I think that everybody in the world needs to work to better their country and better themselves. And all these good deeds, they do add up, you know, and don't let the haters make you hate. Don't let them drag you down into that hole with them. You know, have a laugh. Laugh right in their face. When Satan pops up and starts spitting, you laugh right in his face. Oh, he's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. Get out of here, Satan. You throw him out like he's just a drunk in a bar. You know what I mean? You're gone. And then you embrace that goodness. In whatever form it is, you're an atheist, doesn't matter because you still have love in your heart. If you know, you show me the atheist that doesn't understand love. You show me the Jewish person or the Muslim that doesn't have love in their heart, because that's God. You want God? that's God, and you can't deny it. And that's where it's based. Not in hate. You know, hate never solved anything. Never, ever. So keep that in mind also. I'm going to get out of here. This is Michael Angley. I'm Michael Angley Live on the United Public Radio Network, UPRN.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 Past Christian, December 9th, 2017. Love will rule the day.